Okay, we're at the two dots on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, six lines into the page. Today we're going to talk all about what kind of fire you can say a bracha on Motzei Shabbos. One basic rule that's important to remember from yesterday, and that is that if there was any malacha done with that fire on Shabbos, like it was lit on Shabbos, it was used for cooking on Shabbos, anything of that nature, you may not recite a bracha on that fire on Motzei Shabbos. Even if it was a guy that did the malacha with it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to recite a bracha on it on Motzei Shabbos. But if it was a ner shashavas, it was either first lit on Motzei Shabbos or nothing happened with it over Shabbos, then you're allowed to recite a bracha on that ner on Motzei Shabbos. Says the Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Nachri Shidduch Miyisrael, a guy goes over to a candle of a Jew and lights a fire from the candle of the Jew. Viyisrael Shidduch Minachri, or vice versa. Mevarchin Alav, as long as that happens on Motzei Shabbos, you're allowed to say a bracha on that candle. Nachri Minachri, Ein Mevarchin Alav. If a guy lights a candle from another guy on Motzei Shabbos, you're not allowed to say a bracha on that candle. Maishna Nachri Minachri Dilo, why is it that if a guy on Motzei Shabbos goes over to his non-Jewish friend who already has a fire and lights a fire from his non-Jewish friend's fire, you're not allowed to say a bracha on that? Mishum Dilo Shabbos, because that fire did not rest on Shabbos. What do you mean it didn't rest on Shabbos? He just lit it now. What didn't rest on Shabbos? The original source of it, the original fire. Ask the Gemara, well then, Ihachi Yisrael Minachri Nami Halo Shabbos. If a Jew goes over to a non-Jew right after Shabbos and he lights a candle from the non-Jew's fire, didn't the original source of his fire also not rest on Shabbos? So why is he allowed to say a brach on that? V'chi Teiman, if you're going to try to answer, Hach Isura Azalei, Vaha Achrinahu. No, the forbidden fire is gone. This is a brand new fire. Ubiyadu di Yisrael kamisyalda. And it's like it just was born in the hands of the Jews, so it's a brand new fire. Elahad Tanya, yeah, well then, how come the Braisa tells us, Hamotzi shalheves l'rushus harabim chayiv. If a person carries a flame on Shabbos from a private domain to a public domain, he is chayiv. Chayiv for what? Hotzah, for carrying. You're not allowed to carry something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Carrying involves three steps. Picking the item up, that's what we call Akira, transferring it to a different Rosh Hashanah, and then Hanacha, placing it down. So says Gemara, but wait, if when a fire sparks and moves and jumps, it's a brand new fire every moment, well then the fire you picked up is not the fire you're putting down. Because it's a brand new fire. So, amai chayiv, why would you be chayiv for carrying? Masha akar lo iniach, masha iniach lo akar. What you picked up, you didn't put down. What you put down, you didn't pick up. Elul yolam di yisura nami isay. Now, we assume that the original forbidden fire is still there. It hasn't gone away. V'chi kamivarech atosefta de'atera kamivarech. When a Jew lights a candle from a non-Jew's fire, his bracha is only going on the added part of the fire that he just added. But the original fire is still there. You're just not saying a bracha on the original fire. Ask the Gemara, okay, ihachri nachri minachri nami. So then when a guy lights a fire from another guy, we should say also that you should be allowed to say a bracha. Because you're only saying a bracha on what? On the new part. And the new part's okay. Says the Gemara, enochri nami. You're right. Really, it should be allowed. Gzeri mishum nachri rishon vamed rishon. This is a din d'rabbanan, that we're afraid that you might come to say a bracha on a fire that was lit by a guy on Shabbos without any transferring of any flames or anything like that. So main point number one, strictly speaking, you can say a bracha on any fire that was lit on Motzei Shabbos. But mid'rabbanan, you can't say a bracha on a fire lit by a guy from another guy. Midrabanan, not allowed to say a bracha on a fire lit by a guy from another guy. We are now three lines into the wide lines. That was the hard part of the yamud. The rest is pretty easy. Tan Rabbanan, hay mahali chutz l'krach. If you were walking outside of the city on Motzei Shabbos, v'ra or, and you see a light, but over here it means what kind of light? A fire. Im rov nachrim, if the majority of the people in that area are non-Jews, eino mevarech, do not say a bracha. Why? it was likely lit on Shabbos, and you can't make a bracha on a fire that was lit on Shabbos. V'im rov Yisrael, but if the majority of the people in the vicinity are Jewish, mevarech, then you could say a bracha. I guess we're assuming that all Jews keep Shabbos. So if it's rov shomrei Shabbos, you say a bracha. So it says more hagufa kasha. But wait, that's contradictory. Why? Amrit imrov nachramenu mevarech. You said if majority are non-Jews, you don't say a bracha. What would it be if it's exactly 50-50? Hamechzal mechzal mevarech. It would seem that you could. Vahadatani. Then it says imrov Yisrael mevarech. If majority are Jews, you do say a bracha. What does that imply about 50-50? So that's a contradiction. One line seems like if it's 50-50, you do say a bracha. The other one sounds like if it's 50-50, you don't. Answers Gemara, b'dinu dafi l'mechzal mechzal nami mevarich. Even if it's 50-50, you say a bracha. Vaitana reisha rov nachrim, tana sefer rov Yisrael. Since the reisha mentioned rov nachrim, the sefer says rov Yisrael, but it doesn't have to be rov Yisrael. Even if it's 50% Yisrael, you're allowed to say a bracha. So main point number two, if you see a fire in an area that's 50% or more Jewish, you can say a bracha. If you see a fire in an area that's 50% or more Jewish, you can say a bracha.
And that's very random. Like, it's not necessarily going to happen. That is exactly
it's not necessarily going to happen. True. It's unlikely to happen. Exceedingly unlikely. And it's even more unlikely for you to be familiar with the exact statistics of the neighborhood. Oh, wait, no, a baby was born. You know, like, how do you... But, okay, in principle, though. But there's something more, that something that should bother you even more about this halacha. If it's 50-50, what do we call that in halacha? That is a suffek. What's the rule when you're not sure?
Suffek
d'oraisa. Good, normally we say suffek d'oraisa l'chum, suffek d'rabbanan l'chula, but over here, what's the suffek about? Whether you... can say a bracha. What's the rule? You're learning Maseches brachos. So this is something you got to know before the end of the year. Suffik brachos, lahakel. Whenever you're not sure whether you say a bracha, don't. And yet, what are we saying about 50-50 over here? That you do. That you do say a bracha. No, the Gemara says it doesn't have to be over 50. The Gemara says mechzel mechzel. No, 50 or more. So what's going on over here? So I saw this kasha asked just when I was teaching the last period in the Melo Haroim in the back of the Gemara, because it bothered me. So I looked in the back of the Gemara and he says, "Ah, forgot the Savi Brachos LaHakel." But then I didn't like his answer. His answer was, "Ah, and even if it's a guy carrying it, maybe he lit it from another guy, so you're allowed to say a bracha anyway." What did we just say in the previous Gemara? You can't. He said, "Yeah, yeah, but that's only midrabbanan." Okay, but you can't.
But if you're not
so how does that help?
You're not
going to
come to another fire, then you probably...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Tan Rabbanan. Hayim Mahalich Chutz, you're walking outside of the city. V'ra Atino. Can you see a child, Vavuka Biyado, and he's playing with fire? Vodek Acharav. You should check into that kid, Im Yisraelu, see if he's Jewish. Mevarech. So you ask him, you know, say the Aleph Beis. Right? If he could do it. So he's probably Jewish. So you can say a bracha on that candle. Im nachrihu, if he's not Jewish, eino mevarich. Cannot say a bracha. My ir yatino. Okay. You know, these are kashas you don't ask. My ir yatino, afil gadol nami. What difference does it make if it's a child? Even if it's an adult, don't you have the same issue? What do you mean the same issue if it's an adult? You should also see, if he's a Jew, say a bracha. If he's not a Jew, don't say a bracha. Why? Why if he's not a Jew, don't say a bracha? What's the basis of everything we said so far? He probably lit it on Shabbos. So what does that have to do with the kid? It's nothing to do with the kid. It's about an adult as well. Listen to what the Gemara says. Wild. Amar Rav Yudom Rav. Hacha b'samuch l'shkiyas hacham askinan. We're talking about where it's right after Shabbos. Gadol mucha milsa devadei nachrihu. If it's an adult and he's already got fire in his hands right after Shabbos, what Jew waits for the second Shabbos is over and immediately turns on his device? What Jew immediately turns on the light right after Shabbos is over? No, you let Shabbos ebb away slowly. You don't run and go light fires the second Shabbos is over. No Jew does that. If you see an adult that does that, he's a guy. Whoa. Right? That's what the Gemara says. You could assume he's a guy. Unless you know that he's a Jew. Like, you know that it's you and you know that you're Jewish. Tinok, Eimar Yisraelu Ikri Vinakit. But if it's a kid, then he's a kid. Kids do what kids do. So, main point number three. We have six today. Main point number three, if you see an adult with a candle right after Shabbos, you can assume he's a guy. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Again, a guy walking outside of the city. He's walking in no man's land and he doesn't have a fire. And he sees a fire. Im of a kfiya kifshon, if the fire is thick like the fire at the opening of a furnace, mevarichalav, say a bracha on such a fire. Vimlav enu mevarichalav, if it's not a big fire, don't say a bracha on it. Tani chada, we have one brisa that says, or shel kifshon mevarichalav, the fire in a furnace, you say a bracha. V'tani idach, and the other brisa says, so that is a direct, blatant contradiction. So what do we say? Lo kasha. It's not really a contradiction. When you first light the fire in the furnace, it's very tiny. It's only after it burns for a while that it starts to rage. So you only say the bracha besof when it gets really nice and big. A similar contradiction. Tani chada or shel tanu v'shel kirayim mevarchen alav. What's an or shel tanu v'shel kirayim? What does that mean? Oven, a fire of an oven or a stove, you could say a bracha. V'tani idach, but another bracha says ein mevarchen alav. You do not recite a bracha on a fire of an oven or a stove. Lo kasha. Habitchila halabasof. Also, when you're first lighting it up, don't say a bracha. Once it's ready lit and it's, you know, a good gezunta fire, so then you can say a bracha. Tani chada, another steer. One bracha says, or shall beis hakness shall beis hamedrash mevarchen alav. A fire that's lit in a shul or in a beis medrash, they used to not have electric lights, so they used fire for lights. You could say a bracha on it. V'tani yidach ein bracha on love. The other bracha says, no, you cannot. Lo kasha. Hadik adam chashuv, hadalek adam chashuv. That's not a contradiction either. It depends if there's an important person in the shul. Says Rashi, if there's an important person in the shul, they didn't light the candle because they needed light. They lit the candle to honor the important person. But if there's no important person in the shul, they lit the candle because they needed light. You only say a bracha on fire that was lit for light, not on fire that was lit just to give honor to someone. Tosa says the exact opposite, but that's how Rashi says. Or you could say they're both talking about where there is an important person there. It all depends on whether there's a caretaker that lives in the shul. Because if there's a caretaker that lives in the shul, he's going to use that light to eat his meal, and so he's going to use it. And if he's going to use it, what does that mean for us, for a bracha? What? No, that if he's going to use the light for light, then you could say a bracha. If he's not going to use it for light, it's just there for honor, you don't say a bracha. Or maybe both brachas are talking about where there is a caretaker in the shul. Lo kasha. Hadika siyara v'adala kasiyara. It depends if there's ample moonlight. If there's enough moonlight, then they just lit the candle for fun. But if there's not enough moonlight, then they lit the candle for light. And you only say bracha on the candle lit for light. So main point number four, the Gemara resolves several contradictory brisos about which fires to say a bracha on. Of course, the basic rule is it has to be there for light. Tan Rabbanan. Hayoshim beis hamedrash. You're in the beis hamedrash. Matzai Shabbos. They didn't have a fire. They didn't have a havdalah candle right after Shabbos. And you're sitting there. You're learning after Shabbos. Veviu ar lefneim. Someone comes running in. I've got a havdalah candle. Great. What does everyone do now? So what do you mean? What does everyone do? What do you think you do? What do you think you do? You say bori moreish, right? But who says bori moreish? Beis shamei omrim kol echad veechad mevarich latzmo. Pass it around. And let each person say his own bracha. Beisil says, no, give a clap on the bima, that everyone should stop whatever they're doing. One person will say the bracha nice and loud, everyone will answer amen, and that's how you do it. Mishum Shanem, or Beisil says, and the reason why you should do it that way is because the pasuk says, Barovam Hadras Melech. What does Barovam Hadras Melech mean? What's that notion, that idea, that concept? Right, it's a better way to honor God when a lot of people do something together rather than have everyone do it individually. So for example, common case, you go to someone's house for Shabbos, right? There's 15 people around the table, and they say, would you like to make your own Kiddush? So what's the right answer? So what many poskim suggest the right answer is Barovam Hadras Melech, better for one person to say Kiddush, and we'll all be Yotzei through that Kiddush, that's a greater honor to God, rather than have everyone do their own thing. That's exactly what Beis Hillel is saying over here. It's based on this Gemara. Right? The other possibility is maybe mitzvah bo yosim b'shluchos, maybe better to do it yourself, but based on this Gemara, it would sound like it's better to have one person say for everyone. You're yotze either way, but just, you know, what's the better thing? Bishlam Beisilam Mefarshi Taima. So Beisilam explains why they want one person saying the bracha. Why? Why does Beisilam want one person saying the bracha? Brova Madras Melech. El Beishamay my Taima. Why does Beishamay want each and every individual saying the bracha? Listen to this. Kasavri Mipnei Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Because they think it's going to cause too much bittul Torah. Because if you pass it around, so everyone will just take it for a second, say the bracha, pass it to the next guy. But if you have to give a clap and everyone stops the learning and you wait till everyone quiets down and then the guy says a bracha, that's bittul Torah. And you don't want to cause bittul Torah. Tanya nami hachi shal beisram gamliya loya omrim merape bebeis medrash mei bittul beis medrash. In the beisram gamliel, they wouldn't say gesundheit in the beis medrash because it would cause bittul Torah. How much bittul Torah? About the amount of time that it takes to say gesundheit. That amount of bittul Torah they were careful about. They didn't want to be mevatel Torah in the Beis Medrash. Unbelievable. Where does gesundheit come from? This idea of saying merape when someone sneezes. Merape means, yeah, you should be well, you should be healthy. Gesundheit means you should be well. God bless you means God should bless you. Where does that come from? If you look in the Gilyon HaShas, on the side of the page, bottom left-hand side of the page in my printing, others may have different printings, the Gilyon HaShas. You have it in the right-hand margin. Okay. Gilyon HaShas quotes a Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, a Medrash. Miyom shenivru shemayim va'aretz lo haya adam chola elim haya v'derech v'bashuk v'ya otesh v'nishmasa yotzei min chirav. It used to be that no one would ever get sick, and they would just be walking, going about their daily business, they would sneeze and die. Ad sheba Yaakov Avinu ubikesh rachamim. Yaakov Avinu came and davened that it shouldn't work that way anymore. Va'amar, and he said, Ribon kol olamim, master of all the worlds, al tikach nafshi mimeni, ad she'atzaves bonai ubenosai. Don't take my life from me till I have an opportunity to get everything in order. Tell my kids, you know, blessings. Maybe we could even make a whole parsha and chumash out of those blessings. It would be awesome. V'net alo, and Hashem listened to him. L'ficha chayiv adam lomar bat yishoso chayim. That's why when someone sneezes, you say chayim. Meaning you say, look, this thing that used to be a symbol of death, now should be gesundheit. It should be God bless you. It should be merape. It should be... That's why we say, that's where it comes from. Okay, so now you know. Anything to say over here? Oh yeah, Beisil says to say one big bracha in the Beis Medrash, whereas Beis Shammai, because of Rovam, and Beis Shammai says every individual says a bracha because of Bittul Beis Medrash. So you got to remember that. Brachas Nun Gimel, the source of Gesundheit. Brachas Nun Gimel. Maybe that's why sneezing is so geschmack nowadays. Right? It's geschmack to sneeze. What's the most annoying thing in the world? No, that's not the most annoying thing. When you can't sneeze. Failure to sneeze is the most annoying thing in the world. Aim of Archon Lol and Erevalol, the submission mason. You don't say a bracha, the Mishnah said, on a candle that was lit for the dead or besamim, spices that were used for the dead. My taima, why not? Says we're ner lekavodu davida. They're not lighting candles so the dead people can see. Why are they lighting candles? To honor the dead. So it's not there for light. Besamim lavuri rechu davidi. They're not lighting. They're not making besamim near the dead people so the dead people can smell. Why are they lighting why are they making the besamim? Because dead people stink. So they want to overcome that foul odor of dead bodies. Amar avidim rav kol shematzim lefanav biyomu b'layla ein varchan alav. If you have a dead body that they light candles for during the daytime and the nighttime, such a candle you don't say bracha because it's obviously not for light. If it was for light, they wouldn't light it during the day. But if you see that they're only lighting candles for the body at night, then it's obviously for light and you can say a bracha on that. What's that? Air freshener. So I need to make the Beis HaKiseh smell a little better. Or anything that's made to overcome a foul odor, you don't say a brach on that. Because it's not made to smell, it's made to not smell. It's made to cancel a smell. Do you mean to say any nice smelling thing that's not made for positive smell, you don't say a brach on? Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Nichlas l'chanuso shel bosan. You walk into a perfume store, ve'iriach reach, and you smell the delicious smell of the perfume. Afilu yashtam kol yom kulo, einum varech al pam echad. You make one bracha if you're there the whole day. Nichnas v'yatza, if you're in and out, and in and out. Mavarech al kol pam upam. You say a new bracha on the smell each time you go in there. V'achad delav l'rechu da'avida, become a varech. That smell is not for you to smell as a customer, as someone who's walking in and out of the store, or as someone who happens to be in the store, or happens to walk by the store. It's not there for you. And yet, you say a bracha on it. So don't tell me that any besamim that's not there for the smell, you don't say a bracha on. You say a bracha when you're in a perfume store. Answers the Gemara. Do you think the smell in the perfume store is not for you? Of course it's for you. Why? Why is the smell in the perfume store for you? That's how in Hershey Park, they they spritz chocolate smell throughout the park, right? And what does it make you want to do? Buy chocolate and eat chocolate. So it's a marketing thing. That's what they do. So says we're in the Rechanamu, they design bakeries like this that you should dafka smell. They don't want an off premises where you're not going to smell. You dafka want to smell in the Rechanamu Davida. So you'll smell things and you'll want to buy it. So that is made for your smell. Tan Rabbana, another bright. A lot of people walking outside the city in the summer. And you smell something. If it's mostly non-Jews, do not say a bracha. Because we learned in the Mishnah, you don't say a bracha on besamim of the chavim because we're choshesh that those besamim were used. For what? For Avodah Zarah. Im Rav Yisrael Mevarich. If it's majority Jews, you say a bracha. Rav Yossi Yom Rafi Rav Yisrael Nami Yenu Mevarich. Even if it's Rav Yisrael, you do not say a bracha. You know why? Mipnei Shebenos Yisrael Mekatros L'Kshafim. Because Jewish girls, unfortunately, are involved in burning incense for sorcery, for Kishuv. Says the Gemara, how many? Atu Kulu L'Kshafim Mekatron? You think all the Jewish girls are burning incense for sorcery? I'm not going to ask why. What? Oh, okay. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Havle miyuta l'kshavim. Says, well, no, it's a minority that do it for kishuv. Umiyutanami l'gamar esakelim. But there's another significant minority that do it to get the smell out of their clothing, to make their clothing smell better. Ishtakach ruba delav l'recha avid. So most of the besamim that are being burnt, even amongst the Jewish people, is not there so that you can enjoy the smell. V'kol ruba delav l'recha avid l'mvarech. And that's why you don't say a bracha. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mahalich ba'arvei shabbosos b'Tveria, uba matzoi shabbosos b'tzipore. If you are walking on Erev Shabbos in Tveria, or a matzoi Shabbos in Tzipore, v'hi riach reach, and you smell something good, Eino mevarich, do not recite a bracha on that. Why not? Mipnei shecheskaso enu osui ela legamer bo esakelim. Apparently on Erev Shabbos in Tveria and Motzai Shabbos in Sipori were the times that they would burn incense to make their clothing smell better, to take away the bad odor from the clothing. So if that's what the smell was made for, you don't say a bracha on that smell. Tan Rabbana, imahalich b'shuk shalakum. If you're walking in a market of Ovdei Kochavim, of idolaters, Nisratzel Ariach, and you take a moment to enjoy the delicious smells, Hareze Chote, you are a sinner. Why? You're not supposed to smell the smell of Avodah Zarah, of the Kochavim, of the Besamim of Ovdei Kochavim. We assume it's used for Avodah Zarah. Main point number six, any candle not lit for light, or any besamim not made to enjoy the smell, does not receive a bracha. Any candle that was not there for light, any besamim that was not there to enjoy the smell, does not receive a bracha. Yeah.